This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on work, sex, dating, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why would he cheat on her and admit it? Dear Stephen Shirley, I started messing with the man that lives next to me. He was in a long-distance relationship, so we started messing around out of boredom. I'm separated from my husband, so it was helping me out, and it was convenient. His girlfriend has moved to town, and she's always at his house, so we can't spend as much time together as we used to. I went out, and I met a man at karaoke night, and he came back to my place. One thing led to another, and we had sex. And I mean, it was good, too. I must have been too loud because I heard banging on the wall. I kept going because I knew it was the guy next door, and I had hoped it was making him jealous. The next day, my neighbor's girlfriend came up to me as I was leaving. She told me that I was very loud last night, and she politely asked if I could keep it down. I asked her if it woke her man up because she doesn't live there. She said he was irritated even more than she was. I started to tell her why he was irritated, but I didn't. My karaoke guy came over again, and I was as loud as I needed to be again. I heard the banging on the wall, but I didn't care because I pay the rent in here. My neighbor's girl stuck a note in my door saying that I was being rude again. I knocked on their door and told her that she doesn't live there. She said if I keep disturbing them, she will tell my husband. That could affect my divorce. So I was shocked. I was shook. No, I was shocked.
Same thing.
She was shook and shocked. She was shook and shocked. She said she knows all about me and the sloppy sex. How could my neighbor cheat on her and then tell her all about it? Should I find somewhere new to live? Yes, sis. Yes, you need to move. No one told you to start messing around with him in the first place. This is not what the Lord meant when he said, love thy neighbor. Okay, this is not it. And don't ignore her threats, especially if you don't want your husband to find out. Now, she politely asked you the first time. Don't think if she's bold enough to confront you and then put a note under your door and she doesn't even live there, that she won't tell. She knows you've been sleeping with her man. She doesn't like you. And what you and your neighbor had is over. You need to realize that. His girlfriend is here now, so let that go. You need to sit down. Anyway, you're married. You've been sleeping with your neighbor, and now you have a new boyfriend. That's a whole lot. No judgment, though. I'm not judging you, but you've got a lot going on, okay? And you've gotten away with a whole lot. So you should be happy about that and sit down somewhere. Don't be worried about what other people are doing. Figure out your own life. Tommy?
You're going to quit all this hollering, okay? You're going to quit all this hollering. Now, here's the first thing you got to understand, that you've done a great thing. You go to karaoke. Karaoke got you a man, a good man. That's where you found him at. You got to look at the bright side of what karaoke has done for you. Do you know from this letter, do you know how many people now going to be going down there singing at karaoke? Because they going to be, because they think they going to find a man that's going to have them hollering all night. Do you know how many people going to be going to karaoke? There's a lot of folks going to be running down there to karaoke. Oh, my Lord, let me find me a song because I'm finna find me Mr. Right up in here. It's going to happen because they think, because of listening to your letter, that's where you find a good man at who going to make love all night and do all this hollering. Now, let's fix this hollering. That's our problem. You're going to have to soundproof your loving. You really are. Listen, I need you to get in the basement somewhere with this. Mm-hmm. I need you to get a particular room in the house and get it, fix it like it's a music studio. Let's pad these rooms. You need to be somewhere where there can't nobody hear you with all this hollering. We got to stop that. Your hollering is affecting a lot. And yes, the man next door, you know what you was doing. You know what you was doing. Uh-huh. You trying to get up under his skin. And the more he beat on that wall, the more hollering you did. I've been in a situation similar to this right here, so I understand what was going on, okay?
Wait a minute.
You know what? I don't mind telling the story, even though I lose at the end. I don't mind telling the story. But this was Carla, you was, it was one of those, one of those New Year's Eves where I'm performing in Houston, right? Sid, DL, Dion Cole, we performing in Houston. So okay, me and Jackie decide we're going to stay close to the venue. This is on the other side of town in Houston. We decide we're going to stay in at a hotel close to the venue. So, it's New Year's Eve. The show is always New Year's Eve. You know what you do on New Year's Eve. Okay? So we get off the elevator. When we get off the elevator, it's a young couple. He about 23, 24, little young dude. You know what I'm saying? So I speak to him. What's up, young buck? How you doing? Hey, Mr. Tommy. Wow. So they
who
go in their room.
Big Rames and Baby Boy?
So they go in their room. They go in their room. We go in our room. You know, and of course, it's New Year's Eve. Everybody getting busy. So, you know, I can hear them. They can hear us. You know, and I'm hearing the headboard. I'm like, hey, okay. I know young buck ain't trying to outdo me.
Oh, it's a competition now.
It's a competition. So let's just say I tuckered out a little quicker than the young guy. Okay.
You lost. Loser.
Jackie laughing at me. Are you trying to hang with this? What is going on here? What is this?
Competition.
You trying to compete with the young boy? And then the next morning, we get ready to leave the hotel. We check it out. And then the little dude going to pass me. What's up, OG? I said, you go to hell. You go straight to hell.
Making me look bad.
Got me looking bad up in here. It's over. Yeah. Keep it moving.
It is. Yeah. All right, nephew, thank you. We're going to have part two of the Strawberry Letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is, why would he cheat on her and admit it? We'll hear from Junior right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's time now to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, why would he cheat on her and admit it? This is from a woman who wrote us and said that she started messing around with the man who lives next door to her. So her neighbor, he was in a long-distance relationship, so he had a lot of time on his hands. She's getting a divorce, and she lives alone, so she has a lot of time on her hands. They kind of got together out of boredom. She separated from her husband before the divorce. So she said it was convenient. They were bored. It was convenient. But then his girlfriend moved to town, and she's always at his house. So now Miss Neighbor can't get with her neighbor because his girlfriend is in town now. She moved to town. So she's a little salty about that. She's mad about that. So she went out to karaoke and met a man, and she brought him back home. One thing led to another, and they eventually had sex, and she said it was really good. And when they were doing it, it got real loud. Yes. Real loud. And the neighbor started banging on the wall because it was too loud. Calm it down. So then that only made her get louder because she was trying to make her neighbor, whose girlfriend just moved to town, jealous. Well, the next day, the girlfriend just politely asked her, can you keep it down? We could hear everything, you know, if you don't mind. She was nice about it. That made her even madder. So she went and did it again with the guy there banging on the wall, telling her stop. She got louder and louder. Girlfriend left a note under the door this time, and she got mad at the girlfriend saying, you don't even live here. What are you talking about? Anyway, her question now is, she's mad, you know, she's mad. She wants the man to be jealous and all that. The neighbor's girlfriend said, if you don't stop, I'm going to tell your husband. And she was upset because that could affect her divorce. So she knows all about the sloppy sex, the girlfriend and all that. So she's mad because now the neighbor told the girlfriend what they were doing. So now she wants to know, should she find someplace new to live? Junior?
Yeah, she should. She really should. She should. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. Yeah. You know, I don't know her husband's name. I don't know what he does. I have no idea. But if his name there, we need to tell him. Because he needs to know. Your divorce finna be affected. This don't make no sense. It's sex ain't this good now. Come on now. You overdoing it. Okay? You ain't got to be this loud. Okay? This don't make no sense. First of all, people that don't even live there know you too loud. Because she was visiting her boyfriend. And yes, he cheated on you. Well, you knew that. But now you want revenge too? Now the revenge is in play? No. It's you. You too loud. Ain't nobody doing that in 2024. Ain't nobody bringing a house down no more. Not in 2024. Ain't nobody I know bringing a house down in 2024. Nobody I know bringing a house down in 2024. There's nobody doing this. You ain't got to be this loud. First of all, you're giving false sense of security. That man thinks he's actually doing something, yes. And he's not. You try to make somebody jealous, and they next door. I don't know where y'all live at, but the walls is very thin. We know that for sure. You got people Bamming on doors in the middle of the night. That's not neighborly. Is that neighborly? To be beating on the walls? Is that neighborly? Because you try to prove a point? Ain't nobody that good at sex no more in 2024. We're not doing that.
I've been there.
No. It's like Tommy told y'all. But his boy tried. He tried to keep up with that young boy. But that young boy said, hey, man, what's happening? Tommy knew. He couldn't do that. Now, he just all of a sudden, you over here like this man bringing the house down. You're giving false sense of security. Now, he think he could do that to every woman. Nobody's doing that in 2024. The last time somebody brought the house down had to be about 95. That's it. We ain't did nothing since 95. We ain't did it.
All that hollering.
Ain't no all that hollering. That ain't me. Hey, everybody. Now, you got people taking Tylenol in the middle of the night because they got a headache because you so loud. This don't make no sense. I didn't appreciate none of this man. I don't know. No, you don't do that to people. You don't do that to men, period. Because now he over here talking about
rude.
How good he is, and we know he not. Shirley, call it. When last time you just hollered? Hollered?
Speak for yourself. I'm over here hollering. You know I'm loud.
Come on, nah. Are we hollering now? I can get, you know, we above center, but hollering?
Yes, I'm over here hollering.
What do you have against me? You don't like it?
Why my wife be here so quiet? Ain't nobody hollering.
That doesn't reflect well on you.
What's going on?
I don't care if it doesn't reflect well on me. I'm tired too. I ain't even want to do it. I get up at 5.
You're a newlywed. What are you talking about?
I don't care what I am. I get up at 5.
You're supposed
I start
to be
working
hollering
6. I ain't been. We got all night. That's why I'm mad about this whole letter. Like she just in there hollering. What?
So now you're a hater. You're a hater.
What?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm hating. Hell yeah.
What?
People knocking on doors. Just give this man this false sense of security. Like, he is everything. Ain't nobody bringing a house down in 2024 no more. Last time, I told you, 95.
So no one.
Last time.
Junior, no one's knocking on your door telling you to keep it down.
I haven't heard a peep on my door. I ain't heard nobody scratch the front door at all. Ain't nobody doing nothing over here. My neighbor is next door, but they never came over here.
If they do, they check to see if you guys are still there.
I mean, I'm telling you, I don't even know when they home. Because the lights never on over there. I don't know what they doing, but hollering, this is excessive. This letter is so excessive.
Such a hater.
It's so excessive. This man over here, he ain't doing all of that.
You know what you need to work on then. You do know that, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to get some hollering going on over there. That's what you need.
For what? Yeah. I need it quiet in here. I'm stressed.
All right.
I don't need no hollering.
Post your comments on today's strawberry letter.
It's overrated.
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.